Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers of Madani channel to another program within our series titled Islamic Manners. And in today's program, we will be discussing the excellence of a pure heart, its encouragement mentioned in the blessed prophetic narrations, as well as in the life of the Sahaba-i-Kiram alayhim ridwan, so that we too can learn about this beautiful characteristic and so that we may bring this within our lives as well. So my dear viewers, as an introduction, if we talk about the purity of the heart, then the scholars of Islam have written volumes on this very topic. There is a strong connection between a person's external actions and his internal traits. If your interior is corrupt, then that will become manifest on your outer actions as well. But on the other hand, if your internal self is clean and pure from the vices and the illnesses of the heart, such as jealousy, arrogance, pride, malice, etc. If your heart is pure from them, then this is a reflection of your outer state as well. That your outer state will also be a reflection of your inner. And thereafter, the internal sins that are harbored within a person's heart, they are connected to a person's heart, and this affects a person's behavior. This is why it is essential, especially the Muslims, to reform their hearts. It is absolutely essential to protect and safeguard the heart, because it is the center of your body, which is why if your heart is unsound, then all your limbs will follow suit. However, if you rectify your heart, then all of your limbs will automatically become sound. The heart is like a tree trunk, while other body parts are like its branches. The strength or weakness of the branches depends upon the strength or weakness of the trunk. If your eyes, ears, tongue, stomach, etc. are sound, then this means that your heart is also sound and reformed. On the other hand, if all these body parts are accustomed to sin, then you should understand that your heart is diseased. My dear viewers, it is crucial for us to understand that a bad heart is worse than bad limbs, bad body parts. So this is why we must focus on rectifying the affairs of our heart. We must make sure we do not harbor ill feelings to other people. We must make sure that our hearts are clean from the vices like jealousy, like arrogance, pride, thinking down of others, thinking yourself as better than others, filling one's heart with feelings of self-praise, self-admiration, self-conceit. And furthermore, my dear viewers, this matter of reforming the heart is an extremely difficult matter. Rectifying the heart is extremely difficult and complicated, because a person is tested via the satanic whispers and he has doubts over the affairs of his heart, which is why in order to achieve this success, we must have due diligence. We must have focus. We must work hard in looking at the affairs of our heart, pondering over ourselves day to day. And alhamdulillah, in the beautiful environment of Da'wat Islami, we are taught in relation to the self-reformation, rectifying oneself, through the Pious Deeds booklet. This booklet is a huge weapon against the shaitan, if only we were able to understand the value of this great ni'mat in the form of the Pious Deeds booklet. We will never truly understand the blessing that Amir al-Sunnah has given to us in just this one small booklet. Where if we truly want to reform ourselves, then this booklet is the way forward. May Allah Almighty grant me and all of us the ability to follow in the teachings of the Nek Amal, the Pious Deeds booklet. And may we also encourage others to adopt this beautiful trait as well, where we are reforming our heart, we are looking within ourselves to rectify the affairs of our heart. My dear viewers, a great scholar of Islam, he is also the Mujaddid of his time. Imam Ahl Sunnat al-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. He mentions in Fatawa Razaviya Sharif, volume 23. He says, learning about the internal sins, muharramate batiniya, like arrogance, showing off, self-conceit, jealousy, malice, hatred, evil assumptions, etc. To learn about them and to learn and know their cures is one of the most essential obligations upon every Muslim. Meaning this knowledge is fard for us to learn, and we must take action within our lives to seeking the knowledge regarding these matters. And inshallah, today's program we will be looking at the ahadith which highlight the blessings and the virtues of cleaning one's heart from inner diseases, and also the power that is behind this. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in a very beautiful hadith. The final part of this hadith is as follows. Ala wa inna fil jasadi mudghatan idha salahat salaha al jasadu kulluhu wa idha fasadat fasada al jasadu kulluhu ala wa hiya al qalb. This hadith is extremely famous, and the translation to this part of the narration is that indeed in the human body there is a piece of flesh, there is an organ which when it is sound, when it is salih, virtuous, this will keep the entire body sound, wholesome and good. And when it is diseased, when it is corrupted, this will cause the entire body to be defiled, to be corrupted. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, verily it is the heart. So the heart is that powerful organ of the body, my dear viewers, that if we are able to reform the state of our heart, then our limbs, the rest of our body parts will also be reformed. But if we are unable to reform our heart, it will become corrupt and defiled. And due to this, the rest of the body parts will also follow suit. So my dear viewers, this is why today's topic is essential for all of us to reflect over and to ponder about within our lives. My dear viewers, there is a beautiful narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I want to mention in today's program, which will further motivate us, educate us, and direct us in that path that will lead to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is reported by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. He has narrated that he and the other companions alayhum ridwan were present in the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, through this path a person deserving of paradise will come to you. In the meantime, an Ansari companion came with his beard dripping with water of wudu and holding his shoes in his left hand. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu then gave salam. On the second day, the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told the companions the very same news, that soon an individual will come directly in this path, in this way. And guess what happened, my dear viewers? That same companion who came yesterday came exactly again at the same time. On the third day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said the same good news, and on a third day that man came. Now, my dear viewers, think about what is happening in the heart of the Sahaba-i-Kiram. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu followed that same companion and said to him, he said, by Allah, I have a matter with my father and I will not go to him for 3 days. Kindly allow me to stay with you for 3 days if it is reasonable. The Ansari companion gave me permission to stay with him. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said, that Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu said to me, I stayed 3 nights with that companion of the Prophet, but I did not witness him doing any worship at night. Meaning no nafal prayers, he didn't go out of his way to perform any additional prayers. However, there was one thing that I saw, that whenever he would turn over, so whilst asleep in that state, when he would turn over from one side to another, he would perform the dhikr of Allah. until the time of Fajr came, where he would rise and perform Salatul Fajr. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu then said that he did not listen to anything from the Ansari companion apart from good. Meaning whenever he heard the companion speak, he was always speaking good. After the 3 days passed, I was very likely to deem his deeds insignificant. But I told the Ansari companion, O bondman of Allah, I am not really angry with my father, nor have I abandoned him. But I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, 3 times, a person deserving of paradise will come to you now. And you were that very person who came at all 3 occasions. I therefore decided to stay with you, so I could observe what you do, and so that I may follow in your practices. But I did not see any major worship that you performed. So how did you attain such a high rank that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised you in this manner? The Ansari companion replied, there is no deed other than the ones you have seen me perform. Sayyiduna Abdullah radiallahu anhu then said, listening to this, I was about to return when the Ansari man called me and said, I have no deed other than the one you have witnessed. But, and this is the crux, my dear viewers, of the entire hadith, I have no grudge in my heart against any Muslim, nor am I jealous of what Allah Almighty has granted to others. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu said, I said to him, these are the very good deeds due to which you are ranked high, whereas we are unable to do that. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, just from this one narration, you can understand the impact of having a pure heart. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave a glad tidings to his companions for one individual in particular. But what was the reason? Because he had a pure heart. Because he had purified his heart. He had no malice. He had no hatred. He had no grudge against other believers. He was also not jealous of what other people possessed. This is a quality we need to adopt within our lives today. Because if we look at the prophetic narrations, we find that this evil of jealousy, for example, is one which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam deemed as being an illness and a disease of the previous nations as well. Being jealous, my dear viewers, is one that corrupts the heart. It defiles the heart. And as believers, we want to be those who return to Allah Almighty with a sound heart. My dear viewers, we must strive. We must make effort, inshallah, that on a day-to-day basis, we must reflect over the state of our heart. How do we feel when we see someone in a good time? When we see someone happy? When we see someone who has a new car or a new blessing within his life? He has just gotten married. He just has children. He has just gone abroad, etc. Whatever blessing we may see upon other people, my dear viewers, we should also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we have. And also thank Allah for bestowing it upon your fellow brother. Not deem it as a pain in your own heart. Because this type of illness is one that unfortunately, if we don't reform, it will stay with us until we leave this world. And then it will be a means of destruction for us in the afterlife. So my dear viewers, what we learn from just this one narration and today's program is that as believers, we must all reflect over the state of our heart. We must try our best to clean our hearts from all filth and all diseases of the heart. My dear viewers, there are more narrations where our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has highlighted the virtues of those who have a sound and pure heart. It is reported by Sayyiduna Muawiyah bin Qurrah radiallahu anhu. He has stated, the best person among the people is the one who has a pure heart and refrains from backbiting the most. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, from this very statement of our pious predecessors, we learn that truly the best person in a society is the one whose heart is pure. And a pure heart means his heart is clean from the illnesses of the heart, those vices of the heart that taint the stain of a believer. They taint the heart of a believer. Furthermore, it has been mentioned, also the best believer is the one who refrains from backbiting the most. We need to reflect within our life today, because we are discussing Islamic mannerisms, and most definitely, we find within our society today, this illness has crept within, and unfortunately, it's made itself comfortable in the Muslim homes. This evil of backbiting, which is destroying our good deeds, where this disease and sin has been likened to eating the dead flesh of your fellow brother. So my dear viewers, have mercy upon yourselves. We all must have mercy upon ourselves and make sure that when we are living in this life, we do not fall prey to these diseases. What is this family doing? What is that family doing? What is he doing in his life? Let us rectify the affairs of our home, of our own, and let us not speak ill about other people. My dear viewers, another narration in which our noble companions mentioned, Sayyiduna Ka'ab radiallahu anhu was once asked, how would a sleeping person get forgiveness and a salah offering person earn gratitude? He radiallahu anhu said, a person offers salah standing at night and makes dua for his sleeping brother in his absence. Allah Almighty grants forgiveness to the sleeping one due to his dua. And due to the well-wishing for his sleeping brother, the person standing in salah deserves to be thanked. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, from this narration, what do we learn? We learn that all of these actions, performing salah at night and then praying for the well-being of your fellow Muslim, this will come from a person whose heart is pure, from a person whose heart is not tainted with the illnesses and the diseases of the heart. So we need to check ourselves as well, inshallah. Are we able to stand in prayer at night, performing, whether it be Qiyamul Layl or Salatul Tahajjud more specifically? And do we also pray for the well-being of others? When we see a person who is doing well in society, do we pray for them? Or if a person is going through a difficult time, do we pray for them that Allah Almighty removes their difficulty? Allah Almighty rewards them for their patience? Allah Almighty helps them in their affairs? My dear viewers, this is also another lesson that we learn in today's program, that as Muslims, we should also care for others and pray for their well-being. As well as this, we should try our best to stand in prayer at night. When the rest of the world are asleep, stand up in the court of Allah and be those people who are remembering their Creator. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is that time, the time within the night where your du'as will come out more sincerely from your heart. And this is the time of acceptance, my dear viewers, at the time of the Hajjud. So also, if you can, make it a habit, at least performing 2 rak'at within the night and supplicate to Allah Almighty for the betterment of your own home, for the betterment of your family members, and at large, the betterment of the Muslim Ummah. Pray for the well-being of the Muslim Ummah. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, this will be a means of you attaining blessings in this world and the hereafter as well. A final narration, my dear viewers, in relation to the topic of the purity of the heart and refraining from having malice against Muslims. It is reported by Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, who narrated that the blessed and beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, the abdal of my ummah will not enter paradise only because of their righteous deeds, but rather they will enter paradise due to the mercy of Allah Almighty, the generosity of the nafs, the purity of the heart, and due to being merciful to all Muslims. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, this is a very beautiful narration cited in Kanzul Ummal, where our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions those highly ranked awliya kiram known as the abdal. What is the reason for their greatness within society and as well as in the afterlife? They are those people who not only do they perform righteous deeds, they also perform righteous deeds, but they are those people who are blessed to have the mercy of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty's mercy are showering upon the abdal. Furthermore, generosity of the nafs, their base itself always incites them to being generous, being a well-wisher for people, being kind to people, giving what they have to other people. Furthermore, the purity of the heart is a huge aspect of their lives, that the abdal, the friends of Allah, are those people whose hearts are pure. They are those people who have rectified the state of their hearts. Day and night, they reflect upon their actions, their conversations, what they say. If they utter anything that is unbefitting to their stature, they repent and they seek forgiveness in the court of Allah Almighty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to also be merciful to all the Muslims, as this is another trait that the abdal possess. So my dear viewers, today's program we have highlighted the importance of the purity of the heart. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all the ability that before we leave this world, our hearts are rectified. Our hearts become sound and pure from the diseases of the heart. We pray Allah Almighty enables us to seek ilm ad-deen and grants us beneficial knowledge so that we may act upon these points of wisdom that we've learned today from the ahadith, from the statements of our pious predecessors, and bring them into our life to teach other Muslims in a practical sense, not necessarily via our words, but via our actions. We show them and we also teach them how a true believer should be. Until our next program, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners.